It's another day in paradise. The sun is out, the skies are blue. The birds are singing songs about the flowers in bloom. The air is always bright and clear. There's never any trouble here.
And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment, right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Verdo, our great producer Eric Reinert, and what was leading us in there, Joseph?
That was the shortest music clip you've ever given me in years.
I know. I'm sorry, Eric. That was Ruhub singing Paradise. I'll tell you what the movie is in just a moment, but that was because I couldn't find an official version, so that was okay. That was directly from the movie itself.
That's 30 seconds worth.
Yeah, they didn't release an official version of the song, even though it's a nice, catchy little song that reminds you of Hawaii, you know?
So you got to hear the shortest song clip.
Yes.
Breakthrough Entertainment history.
Well, that was from Perfect Getaway. Now, did you see Perfect Getaway?
I didn't see that.
But you remember it?
I don't.
I don't either.
Wow.
I don't.
Come on. Resident Evil girl.
Mila Jovovich.
Mila Jovovich,
it's good, but
the guy from Joyride. Wow, I'm sounding terrible today. I just like.
What about the island? Do you have the island in here?
No, that would have been a good one. But Perfect Getaway. So you can die by a mysterious evil couple trying to kill you in Hawaii.
In Hawaii,
and of course that's not another country. But
it's
an island, so there's a trip involved.
It's actually more than one island.
Well, there. I'm sorry.
Unless you're just talking about the big island,
so
Hawaii.
I've never been there. I haven't gone outside of Phoenix.
Really?
Mesa.
Have you left the state, Joseph?
I
haven't.
Mesa? Oh, man.
What?
That's scary.
No.
Over there in
Mesa. Have you been out of the state of Arizona?
Twice.
Wow. Where to?
Chicago and Illinois.
Same coast.
No. Illinois and California. Oh wait, no. I've been a few other times on brief trips.
As you mentioned, Steve Zahn and that.
Yes, Steve Zahn.
Timothy Oliphant. Also, Chris Hemsworth.
I look like a young Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah, sure. And,
thank you.
Chris Hemsworth, probably one of his first roles, I'm guessing, and Marley Shelton also in it. So pretty good cast. And I'm actually thinking I'll try to check this out. I don't remember it at all.
Wow.
So
it's a good movie.
Yeah,
it's
so interesting stuff there. And of course, this hour is brought to you by Arrowhead Wealth Management, the best at creating and protecting your wealth. Founder and radio host Conrad Kogoschel is heard live every first Wednesday at 11 a.m. Arizona time on Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. That's Break, BREAK radio show. com, and his shows there are archived under Money Health, and of course you can give him a call at 623-888-3210, 623-888-3210.
Absolutely, and you are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment's 1001 Ways to Die in Another Country. All in honor of the movie No Escape. And again, we want to thank everyone for listening to us on KPHX 1480 AM in Phoenix, as well as around the world on Meerkat.
Sure.
Where you can watch us and hear us and see what happens during the breaks. So hopefully we don't die here in America, and hopefully we don't die in another country.
Sure.
But in order to do that, we need a little bit of advice. So right now we've got a great guest, Bailey Reichert from DontDieAbroad.com. Thank you very much for joining us, Bailey.
Hi, how are you?
Great. So tell us a little bit about your background. Because you're a world traveler, right?
Yes, 23 countries and counting. I studied abroad twice in college, sailed around the world in 2010, volunteered in Africa with Engineers Without Borders a couple of years ago, vacationed multiple places. I've gotten around.
Wow, excellent. And what prompted you to start this website? And tell us exactly what is DontDieAbroad.com.
Sure. DontDieAbroad.com is an online school where we offer online classes in travel preparation. And what prompted me to start it was the fact that I've been involved with training study abroad students for many years with multiple universities, MIT, Rensselaer, and several others. And basically, my job is to work with students and to get them as prepared as possible for their trip abroad, teach them everything they need to know. And so in order to reach a wider audience, get more people, get the this knowledge to more people, we set up an online classroom where people can go and take courses in travel health, travel safety and emergencies, how to handle emergencies abroad, customs and immigration, all that kind of how to travel stuff.
Fantastic. And there is specifically a course on there that kind of talks about what we're talking about today, right?
Yeah, it's called the Safety, Security, and Handling Emergencies Abroad course.
And what's included, what kind of emergencies are included in that course?
Yeah, so what we try to do is, in the beginning of the course, we try to give you an overview of how you can evaluate the security of the destination that you're going to, which is, I mean, really the first step whenever you're trying to choose a destination. The United States State Department offers a travel website at travel.state.gov, which has a multitude of resources that you can use to determine whether or not, you know, there's any travel alerts or travel warnings out for that country. And then we move on in the course to talking about enhancing your own personal safety, so things that you can do to make yourself safer abroad. And then at the end of the course, we talk about some emergencies that might arise. Now, it's really impossible to know everybody's particular situation, but there's certain general things. So what if you lose your passport abroad? What if you're robbed? What if you get arrested? What if you find yourself in the middle of a crisis, like a natural disaster, things like that.
Okay, excellent. And have you ever been, let me start with this. Have you seen No Escape, or do you plan on seeing it sometime?
I haven't seen it yet, but I have seen the previews, and I do plan on seeing it. And I think it's a really interesting premise because, you know, more and more we're seeing these actual real instances of tourists going abroad and getting themselves into some really hairy situations that they never anticipated that they'd be in, because they kind of assume that because they're U.S. citizens, especially, that they have the force of the U.S. government and military behind them, and that they think that, you know, they're kind of invincible and they'll be rescued from any situation. And the reality is that is simply not true. Whenever you are a citizen that chooses to go abroad and leave the borders of your own country, you are leaving behind a lot of the securities that are, you know, guaranteed to you within those borders, and you're suddenly subject to laws in the foreign country where you're visiting. And even though in some situations the government may intervene, it completely depends on the circumstances, that's not guaranteed.
Right. Now the of course, so the embassy, so running to the embassy isn't exactly going to help you in all cases, right?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I mean, the embassy is a little bit of American soil in a foreign country. So there is a lot of things that the embassy can do for you. And if you are in a, you know, an emergency situation, then yes. I mean, usually going to the embassy is a good idea. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be able to get you out of trouble. So if you get arrested and you call the embassy, they're not going to be able to break you out of jail. What they can do is they can provide services for you. So if you have the opportunity to get bail but you don't have the money, they'll help you set up a line of credit so that you can get that money. They can arrange a medical service for a doctor or a dentist to come and visit you in jail. They cannot act as a legal service, as a lawyer, but they can provide some reputable names of English-speaking lawyers in that country to you. They can communicate with family members. And the premise of No Escape, you know, it's my understanding, is that Owen Wilson and his family, you know, get caught up in the middle of this coup or this civil war sort of thing, and they're trying to make their way to the embassy. Now, in that sort of situation, it depends on whether or not the U.S. is going to offer something called departure assistance. A lot of people think that when you go abroad and there's some sort of disaster like the Civil War coup situation, that the military, U.S. military, is going to come and intervene and rescue you, and that's simply not the case. If there is some sort of disaster in which commercial airlines or things like that are down, the U.S. may choose to offer departure assistance, which is essentially like a commercial flight or something, where U.S. citizens can go and register in order to be taken out of the country, but it completely depends on the U.S. government choosing.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Is it? I mean, because I gave No Escape a breakthrough, which is essentially our highest score. I love the movie, but I could not help but walk out of this movie and just be terrified to visit another country. So I imagine that there's going to be a lot of people out there who are interested in taking your courses and learning a little bit more, especially because there's business and of course there's just pleasure to go to another country. We don't want to scare people, right?
Right. No, I do not want to scare people whatsoever from going to a foreign country. I mean, I'm a huge supporter of travel. So I want people to get out there because I believe that travel is one of the things that really breaks down your own, you know, personal preconceived notions about other people and other cultures. But I do think that it's absolutely crucial that people prepare themselves and do the research ahead of time. The fact is, there are countries that are more unstable than others and that really aren't safe to go to. And so, for example, if you go to the travel website that I was talking about from the State Department, travel.state.gov, mm-hmm. you will find a list of countries that they've either issued travel alerts for or travel warnings for. And those are indications that something is going on in that country, which makes it less safe. So a travel alert is when there's a short-term threat. So maybe it's like it's the anniversary of a bombing that happened 5 years ago, and they want citizens to be aware of it and maybe to avoid that area where, you know, it happened. And so they might issue a short-term travel alert. But a travel warning is a long-term threat. And so there's usually like travel warnings for countries like Syria and things like that out right now that say, you know, it's been many years. This country is unstable. There's threats against Americans in particular. There's a lot of war and all that sort of stuff going on. And the travel warning specifically on the website will detail the specific issues so you can be aware of it. Now, those are not to say that you can't go. No one's going to tell you that you can't go. It's up to your personal choice and decision. But you should know that whenever those kinds of alerts and warnings are issued, the help that you will receive is less likely to come.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, so I have a question for you. What made you decide to name your website don'tdieabroad.com as opposed to something like staysafeabroad.com? Because isn't that kind of like alluding to the fact that you're probably going to die if you don't follow your instructions?
Well, it's kind of funny because if you watch our promo video on YouTube, it's supposed to be kind of like sarcastic, tongue-in-cheek sort of thing. It's very fun, like lots of like alternative rock music, and that's kind of our attitude. Even our logo is like red and black and white, and that's kind of our like scheme sort of thing. I wanted it to be catchy. I also wanted a hashtag that we could use where people could share their tips for traveling abroad. So if you use hashtag don't die abroad, then you'll find things about like travel safety and things like that. Also, I don't know if you've ever started a company, but it's one of those things where you want to find a name that, you know, is really unique and different. And so I thought about naming it like the Travel Academy, but there were other companies out there that, you know, were like, oh, the Travel Academy trains flight attendants or something. So I wanted to kind of make it memorable and distinct and fun and
it's definitely memorable.
Yeah.
Well, again, this Breakthrough Entertainment's 1001 Ways to Die in Another Country, you know, so we love to grab people's attention as well with these shows. We've done a couple of these in the past, Die at Sea and Die in the Air. And I want to remind our listeners, if you're just now joining us, we are speaking with Bailey Reichert from don'tdieabroad.com. That's all in honor of this movie that just opened yesterday, or opened on Wednesday, I'm sorry, starring Owen Wilson, No Escape. And tell us a little bit about, you're also an author, right?
Yes. That's how I actually got into the whole teaching travel business, because I'd been a traveler myself for many years and was kind of volunteering with study abroad offices. And basically, you know, I had all of these students that I was working with that were sending me emails all the time saying, you know, I don't understand visas and I don't understand, you know, passports and travel alerts and all this sort of stuff. So I was emailing people left and right, like all these, the same stuff over and over again. And I said, this is ridiculous. You know, we have to put it in one central place. So I wrote a book, The Beginner's Guide to Globetrotting, and basically is a lot of the material that's in our courses in book form. So if you don't like video and you'd rather read, then you can pick up my book on Amazon, and it has a lot of the same material. What I like about it also is that I put in there pictures of all the different kinds of travel documents. So not just passports and passport cards, but also things like the World Health Organization immunization card or the TSA, you know, notification health cards and all these other sorts of travel documents that you might not even be aware exist. There's photos in there.
Now, Bailey, you know, while you've traveled, has there been any sort of scary situations that you've been in? And if so, anything that you'd like to share with us?
Sure, yes. There's one that really stands out in my mind. There's so many different things that you encounter when you go abroad, but this one was the worst. When I was in South Africa in 2010. I was traveling with a group of friends, and we'd kind of come to this agreement during our long trip that every meal we would all just pay cash, and I'd run out. So my roommate and I, at the time, we went to, it was dark outside, it was silly of us, the two of us went to this ATM that was literally right next to the restaurant. We're thinking it's 5 feet away, like what could possibly happen? But in a lot of foreign countries, there's like ATMs where there's kind of a sliding door where you go inside, kind of like a little foyer.
Yeah.
So as soon as we stepped inside, these three big guys who we didn't even see but must have been waiting for us and watching, they cornered us and they mugged us. They took our credit cards and bank cards and all that sort of stuff. And then the next, aside from having no cash, the next day my bank account was completely empty.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was a really stressful situation. That was the first time that had ever happened to me. So essentially what I had to do was call home and get a line of credit opened up so I could finish my trip, because I'd already, you know, pre-planned the flights, and it wasn't like I could just go home. You know, I had all the rest of this trip that I still had to finish. So I opened up a new line of credit, contacted my bank. That's one of the things that we talk about in our finance course, actually, is the fact that my bank account, my actual like debit card had been hacked and my bank account was drained, and I had to really fight with my bank to get my money back, because unlike a credit card where there's all of this anti-fraud stuff where they'll literally just, you know, give you back your cash and it's no big deal, a bank is not entitled to do that. So they weren't actually going to refund my money, and I had to provide all of this documentation and things like that to get my actual money back. So no longer using debit abroad ever. It's all credit all the time for me.
I think that's a really, really good idea, because you know, that can happen anywhere, that kind of fraud.
Right? Yeah. First and foremost, so luckily you and your friend were okay, though.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I know. Well, it was, you know, it's the same rule that you hear abroad, back at home, rather, you know, whenever you're getting mugged, if they want the money, just give them the money, just mm-hmm. give them, you know, whatever they want, which is exactly what we did. And luckily we came out of it all right.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we've learned a lot from you today, Bailey Reichert. We want to thank you so much for joining us on Breakthrough Entertainment's 1001 Ways to Die in Another Country, and we really appreciate your advice. We ask all of our listeners to go check out your website, don'tdieabroad.com, and your personal website, is that up again?
Yeah, it is. You can check me out at baileyrichard.com. I also want to mention that you should check out don'tdieabroad.com, because we have a free course on there. Our travel health course is completely free. So if you're just curious about, you know, what it is that we actually do and offer, give us a try there, and then you can sign up for other courses as you see fit.
And I'm very I apologize for saying your name all wrong all this time. It's Bailey Richard, right?
Yeah, no problem. Don't worry about it. I get that all the time.
Okay, well, again, Bailey...
He's confused because my last name is Reinert.
Yeah.
Spelled almost the same, except instead of N-C-H.
Yes, well, Bailey...
Yeah, no problem.
Bailey Richard, thank you so much for joining us, and everyone check out don'tdieabroad.com. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. All right. That was a lot of great information there, mm-hmm. and, you know...
Absolutely. And... I mean, you just, you know, have to be aware, and obviously sometimes even when you are aware, things could happen still, and but you know what? There's also a lot of great things going on.
Absolutely.
In other places, and so, you know, you got to have fun.
Very true, very true. And we want to thank all of our Meerkat watchers and listeners as well. You know, our stream went down again, but we're back up.
Okay.
And if it goes down again, I think everyone's listening to Glenn Beck on my Meerkat today, and so there's probably a lot of problems there.
Yeah.
But is that our next guest, Eric? All right. So after the break, we've got yet another guest on, Jason Dundas with America's Best Dance Crew. He's the host. He's going to tell us about the finale and the VMAs and Australia and all this great stuff. This is the Yeah Yeah Yeahs singing Phenomena from The Ruins, which is a great horror movie. If you've never seen that,
I saw that. That looked like a big paper mache pyramid.
That very. So another way to die in another country, in Mexico, would be by the natives feeding you to something mysterious.
A plant, wouldn't it?
Yeah, something mysterious.
That's scary. And of course, this is Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be right back.